Indonesia is mourning after a tragic stampede at a soccer game killed at least 125 people. It began Saturday night when angry fans stormed the field. Security officials responded by firing tear gas into the stands, and it appears panic ensued. For more details, let's bring in Rebecca Tan. She's Southeast Asia Bureau Chief for The Washington Post, our editorial partners. Rebecca, hi.
Hi, thank you so much. I appreciate being here.
So I'm watching some of the videos from the game Saturday night. I gather this began when the home team lost. Angry fans stormed the field. Then what happened? Then how did it descend into this deadly chaos?
Right, and that's been a real focus today, Monday, on our side of the world. So like you mentioned, you know, there was certainly a group of soccer fans, supporters of the home team, Arema FC, who were upset that the team had lost, and they came down onto the field, you know, as we've heard from eyewitnesses, to speak to some of the players, to let them know what they thought of their performance, basically. And as more and more supporters started to come down, you see from the videos, and we've heard from eyewitnesses as well, police as well as military flood the field to try to get them out of the field. And so I'm sure you've seen, you know, a lot of these videos circulating on social media, and especially among Indonesian users, showing the police, you know, and the military really beating back a lot of these supporters. Consequently, you know, over the span of about 5 to 10 minutes, things escalate to the point where police start to launch tear gas, you know, into the field, as well as into the stands themselves. This is when things start to change, basically.
Is it clear what caused the fatalities?
At this point, you know, there was an investigation that was launched on Monday. It's not entirely clear what caused the fatalities, but police, as well as senior ministers in Indonesia, have come out to say that most people died by being trampled. They were trampled on their way out of trying to exit, you know, this very frenetic situation. Some people also reportedly died from being suffocated in very, very small spaces. There were as many as 40,000 people in the stands, and they were all sort of trying to get out at the same time when the tear gas was released.
Did you or your team of reporters get to talk to any fans who were there?
Yes, we've spoken to several, seven at the moment, eyewitnesses who were there. And what they told us, their accounts, you know, certainly corroborated one another. But based on what they said, it was truly a pretty horrific scene. So because this was, you know, the home team of Arema FC, there were a lot of families who were out there. There were women and children, mothers and their kids. And one eyewitness told us that the sound that he cannot get out of his head is the sound of children yelling for their mothers and mothers yelling for their children, because many families were separated in the chaos that ensued after the police and the authorities sort of responded to the situation on the field.
Rebecca, we've seen the numbers go up as far as children among the fatalities. What is the latest number that you have?
Just as we've been speaking, we actually just heard from a local health official who told us that as many as 40 children have died. 40 children are among those who are now dead.
Oh, yeah, and just horrific. What is law enforcement saying? I gather tear gas is banned by the World Soccer governing body, FIFA.
That's right. So police leaders basically are saying at the moment that the tear gas was necessary, because the fans that were coming down into the field were being extremely belligerent and had placed their officers at risk. But a lot of that narrative has come under question, especially today on Monday, as a lot of these videos are circulating.
So is the suggestion or the suspicion perhaps from some that the fans were not overly violent, and the police saying, oh, we needed to use tear gas, that explanation is being challenged?
That's right. And we spoke to a couple of experts today as well, you know, a human rights lawyer, as well as an academic from Australia who studies policing in Southeast Asia, both of whom said that from their view, based on what they've seen and learned about what happened, that the use of force was excessive. But of course, that's their view, and the government certainly will launch their own investigation to assess, you know, whether they agree Certainly for a lot of the fans who were there, as well as a lot of the families who lost people, who lost loved ones in the stampede, you know, a lot of their anger right now is it's sort of flowing towards the law enforcement and questioning, you know, whether their response was appropriate.
And we should note that Indonesia is scheduled to host the Age Under 20 World Cup next year. I guess we'll see where all this leads. Rebecca Tan is Southeast Asia Bureau Chief for the Washington Post, our editorial partners. Rebecca, thank you for the time.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me.